AudioGo presents The Deception by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Charlotte Ann Dorr. Chapter 1. Destructive, damnable, deceitful woman. Thomas Otway. The Beverly twins were very alike in appearance, but Rachel was softer in nature than Abigail. Sometimes Abigail thought she was made of steel compared to her sisters. Jessica had proved to be a squeamish weakling. Manling was what mattered. The six Beverly sisters and their parents had lost their home, Manling, due to Sir William Beverly's debts. They had moved to modest Brookfield House some miles away. The two elder girls, Isabella and Jessica, who, Abigail believed, had almost had Manling in their grasp through marriage, had thrown away all for love. Jessica had actually been engaged to the son of the present owners, Mr. and Mrs. Devers, but had turned him down because, she said, he had assaulted her. In all her virginal innocence, Abigail believed that all Harry Devers had done was to kiss her sister too warmly, not knowing he had nearly raped her. Such matters were not discussed in a genteel home. The youngest, Lizzie, knew something really dreadful had happened, but time had moved on, and gradually the myth that Jessica had behaved too missishly became more and more to be believed by Abigail and her twin Rachel, who was often easily swayed by her. There was no doubt that Manling exerted a powerful influence over all who lived there. It was a well-known fact that Harry Devers wanted the place for himself, and if he married, would expect his parents to live elsewhere.